This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. On the eve of the G7 summit in Britain, U.S. President Joe Biden formally announced his administration is donating 500 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine for 92 low- and middle-income countries. Biden said the donation, which was first announced Wednesday, will be made with no strings attached. The U.S. president's announcement comes a day before the start of the G7 summit, a meeting of the world's most advanced democracies in Cornwall. Biden said on Friday, G7 nations will be announcing the full scope of their commitment. Prior to his vaccine announcement, Biden met Thursday with Prime Minister Boris Johnson, agreeing on a new Atlantic charter, modeled on a statement made by then British Prime Minister Winston Churchill and then U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt in 1941 to promote democracy and free trade. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there will be further study on reports of heart inflammation in young men and teens who have gotten the COVID vaccination. Officials say the reports are rare, and it's not yet clear if the heart inflammation they're seeing in males ages 16 to 24 is caused by the shots. Most of the patients have fully recovered. The Centers for Disease Control is still urging people to get the shots. The U.S. may soon look to regulate private companies mandating higher standards for cybersecurity following a series of damaging hacks and ransomware attacks against key firms and critical infrastructure. Early this week, the chief executive of Colonial Pipeline, the largest pipeline operator in the U.S., told lawmakers he felt he had no choice but to pay the $5 million